Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 5:44. Hello. Everything okay?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Yuzi's out sick today.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Well, better that she's out sick than here getting us all sick.
No, I prefer that greatly. Yep.
If we already haven't.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, she handles everything we touch.
Every piece of paper.
Yep, she has gotten her fingers on, and so when we come in to go through our stacks, there's all her fingerprint germs.
I survived the sickness that went through my
house. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that seems almost impossible that you would have done that, but...
Well, I got every single one of them for a while there, yeah. So maybe I've built up some kind of... tolerance. I don't know, but I was sick the first 2 years. I was sick. Mm. I
want to say the first 2 years,
20 times or something.
Couldn't tell where one cold stopped and the next one started.
Awful. Mm. After not having ever gotten sick for years and years, but that's partly from just hiding from people.
And, yeah, you know,
in general,
the less people you're around, the less sicknesses you get.
Stay far as away as possible.
Yeah. Well, it makes you appreciate when you do feel good.
That's living.
Yeah. It's amazing how having a cold will remind you how bad it sucks to be sick. And then you have an appreciation for when you're not.
Right.
Good times.
So Matt Nathanson was fun, right?
Oh my God. That guy is so great. He's just great. I've been noticing that. I don't know if this has always been going on. I've just missed them, but Vaughn's been putting up these little teeny clips of the day.
Oh, the one of Bryn choking you out was awesome.
No, not awesome.
It was cute.
People were mad about
so,
it. Did you
yeah,
see the
by
comments?
The way,
my
I have
God.
To I have to address that and apologize.
Do not apologize.
I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'm really sorry. I did not mean to hurt you. I have no intention.
And I also for sure played that up because we were on the air.
Right.
Too late.
That's what I thought. But you know, people were all over me.
People were flipping out over it.
There's a whole thing.
Wait, like she said it three times. You're hurting me. And it was.
This is in the comments. I didn't look at the comments.
Oh my God. The comments are, you know, have you learned nothing from the hashtag me too, blah, blah.
It's a whole
it's
thing.
It's like, listen, we are really close friends in here.
What did I say to you?
What was it?
Yesterday.
When I posted the picture, I said to you, it's so funny how everything now is, I look through a different lens at everything. So that's something I would have never thought, ever thought. In a million years would be a thing because I was here. We did it. It was a joke. It was no big... But now I'm looking at it through... Everything's being examined about how we are towards women and how we handle ourselves in the workplace. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't post this. And almost in defiance of being overly careful, I posted it. And I didn't get negative reactions on my post.
Right. It's the video that he put
up. Can I read one of the comments?
Yeah, read
it. Who wants to hear one of the comments?
I do want to hear it. Listen,
I read
the thing
a few of
them
and I was like, I can't.
This woman
I'm just going to apologize to Sarah.
Jesus H. Proof that men don't have boundaries and don't listen. You learn nothing from what women have been saying, have you? And then you posted it. Dumb S. She puts the S word. Unfollowed and blocked. You owe her an apology.
I'm sorry,
accepted.
Sarah.
Accepted. Did nothing to apologize for, honestly. I think,
I
too,
didn't know
some of
it's...
the very first comments on there were like, oh, my God, you know, so wrong. And
who wants to
it
hear
just,
another one?
Okay, go ahead. Whatever.
I
feel bad that our friendship and jokes that we make in here could be misconstrued like that. I definitely...
You don't like that?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't like how Sarah said not to hurt her. And when she said it hurt, Bryn kept going.
Yeah, Bryn.
Love you guys, but I feel like things have been weird between people on the show lately. It's kind of uncomfortable. to listen some days.
Really?
If I had done this choke effectively, like properly, then you shouldn't have been able to say, ah, that hurts. Don't do that anymore. Because
it's just right on my throat,
all you'd be able to say is,
box. I would have been dying a silent death.
That's how it's supposed to sound when you do it, like,
no,
you know.
Honestly, please think of it as a brother and sister tangling.
So
no one was going to kill anyone. No one was really out to hurt anyone. I mean, I absolutely can. Now, in retrospect, I can see where that didn't come off quite as fun as we thought it would be.
I freaking knew it. It's so... So I knew it. I said it to you.
The first comment to respond to that last one I just read said, I think a lot of the weirdness is because of Holman.
Oh, so it's all your fault,
I don't know how
Holman.
I get dragged. I was just taking pictures.
No, the weirdness is the you and John, Big John thing. That
yeah,
is
that's
weird,
been weird.
Dude.
It's because
it's been so
he's,
weird.
He's a jealous S and can't get over to Sarah's as much. He needs to leave the show.
I just said it.
He needs to leave the show.
We're back on.
So
everyone,
much negativity.
We've settled it, and Hooman is coming back next weekend, unless there's a night game for the Patriots, which I don't think there is.
Well, there's two more coming up, but okay. Let's not force it.
Hey, Vaughn and Brad, can you guys post the apology, too, right after that video?
Man.
Because it's all over the place. And I've been getting pinged and blown up.
Anyway. In context to me, it feels like we were talking about the UFC. In fact, it was a story you did.
I think I even asked, what is that?
Yeah.
I did say, demonstrated on Vinny.
Well, I mean, you were the one, you brought up the chokehold and the fight.
No,
it wasn't my story.
It was for sure not what people think it was. That was, we're doing a show. You know, if I'm just like, oh, well, that seemed fine. I mean, you know, I overreacted.
Well, listen, I do think that it's good that we're being more careful.
You want to hear the other comment?
No. It's good that we're being more careful. On the other hand, I do feel like saying lighten up 20 times a day.
I know.
I do feel like sometimes you just need to say to someone, you got to lighten up. You got to.
Yeah. Don't read into everything and try to color it with your opinions and problems.
I'm not trying to tell you your points aren't valid. I'm just saying sometimes in certain situations, you got to lighten up.
Yeah. And I'm sorry if you're feeling weirdness on the show. It is all Holman for sure. So.
I had a bunch of people defending me after that dude wrote that. That's what I was going to read.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Please. Go on.
The ones that defend me.
I love when there's just a big back and forth fight
on
the comments.
Here goes weirdness thanks to Holman.
So that woman who hates Bryn and is mad at you, Sarah, and everybody.
The one who was going to block us but now can still see
the
comments, I guess.
Hooman and Sarah's relationship is one of the funniest dynamics on the show. They love each other and we love them. Their friction is short-lived, heartfelt. And adds a lot of humor to the show. Now that's somebody who's listening.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other people that are mad at Bryn and me. I didn't do anything.
I told you the weirdness about you and John, that's just weird, dude.
Is it?
That reaction is so weird. And to make her husband call and apologize to you,
I didn't make anyone do anything.
You held out and you were like, I'm not coming over. I'm not. I'll see you in January. And it's clearly bumming Sarah out and you're doing it all on the air. And he clearly had to. Why'd he call?
That's crazy.
Why did he call?
I have no idea.
Because we miss our Sunday nights.
Because she's bummed and he had to try and make good on
it. He didn't have to call. And
right, he added,
okay, listen,
but he
don't
did
forget,
not.
Don't forget
don't,
your
you
reaction
guys.
To this.
My reaction is it's weird.
No, your initial reaction is, Hooman, after all you've done for him, this is how he treats you.
Oh, well, that's true.
Okay. Well, then why are you, like, becoming Benedict?
I'm not Benedict.
Again?
I'm just saying it got weird when you were holding out after they said we're sorry, after they said just come over. He didn't realize you were so sensitive when he said all that stuff.
The thing about Hooman is
here's the
he
guy.
Is weird.
He is
in the most perfect way.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you just check out of your own conversation?
Well, no, I thought you guys were just going to start talking about me. Bryn came in here. I didn't know if there was an issue.
Oh. Is there an issue, Bryn?
There are going to be some issues, everybody. Sure. And then Bryn's gone starting tomorrow for 2 weeks. Another vacation for Bryn. Hooray. That's great.
Let's get something to eat.
Is this paternity?
No, paternity was used in the beginning. That's why it seems like I'm having so much vacation. Mm-hmm. Because of that
it really does seem that way.
That's not considered a vacation.
Anyway, now we're all back to get everything. All the weirdness is gone.
I hope so.
There'll be new weirdness. I mean, I live for that.
Look, for the people who are...
Owen's reactions to things are always a surprise.
Hey.
I think that it's fair to say... to most people, we're on your side about the whole doing a better job with women in the workplace.
Yes.
And doing a better job with the women in our lives, and all we're with you, I think.
Yes.
The end.
Right.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, we're trying. It's there. Forget what I said the other day where someone was like, that is exactly the problem. I'm like, oh my God.
You know, it's funny because in the context of all of this stuff, I really do feel like on this show, we are equals. I've never felt like, you know,
way above the rest of us.
No, or like a woman way below, you know. Oh. I've never felt, and look, I'm a pretty successful woman in a really male-dominated world. And, have I had horrible male bosses? I absolutely have. They sucked. But I felt for a long time on this show, like we're all really close. We know everything about each other. I've never felt like, I was limited by being... So it was weird for me to see that. And I was like, oh, well, that's a family just having a tussle. Like that was, and it was sort of, to me, it was like this funny exchange. And so it almost rankled me that it was like, oh, you're disrespecting women. I'm like, I don't want to be treated differently because I'm a woman. I want to be treated as an equal. And the fact that we were all, maybe I'm not explaining it right.
No, you're doing a fine job. I think that it's something, having been as close, worked as closely with you as I have, and you know I've brought this up on multiple occasions. For example, the mouth kiss with certain men in the business where people go in to kiss you. And I'm like, who does that in the workplace? It's so weird. You're not going to kiss me. I know you're not going to kiss me.
Yeah.
So what is that about? You know, I brought that stuff up to you before where it's like.
Well, you notice it because it's not. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying in our little safe zone here.
Right. No,
no one is any more or less inappropriate with each other. I mean, we're close friends. So do our jokes cross lines sometimes? I'm sure HR would not be happy. But it's... we're a family. It's a whole different thing. I don't know. I mean, but, I don't want to say that, because if at your work you're being harassed by someone and they're saying that you're family, that might not apply to you. But for us, I do feel like that was... that. Incident yesterday, the incident where Bryn came over to show me this chokehold, like that was overly dramatized, whatever the word is for it.
Dramatized.
We played it up. Yeah, I like dramatized too.
Dramatized.
It was, yeah, I don't know. It really wasn't what people were saying that it was. And I just felt like, oh no. God, you just can't do or say or win at anything.
Well, we just have to be careful. That's all.
Don't drag me into the chokehold.
Here's one of the things. We are having conversations and performing in front of a million people. So we have to be careful.
Yeah.
More careful than, say, your average Joe.
Right.
And they should be careful, too. But I'm sure that they don't have the reaction or overreaction.
For sure, the thing about sitting on the radio and talking for 5 hours straight on a daily basis, whatever it is, 4.5 hours, you are just bound to step in it. And we do consider what we say, and sometimes the wrong thing comes out anyway. No one's intent on this show is ever to hurt anyone, really. I don't believe that. We're not a bunch of aholes, really. I mean, I guess sometimes, but... I don't know. I felt like, ugh.
Oh, I didn't see. And
it was just,
you got to miss all that.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Great.
It's good that you did.
Well, I did think of it, though. I told you right as I was posting the picture, the very fear I had. And I didn't see it on my thing, so I went, oh, right. We're okay.
We're all right.
All right.
And why is the phone ringing? Who's calling?
Oh, the hot. Oh.
No, it's not the hotline. It's
you
just
want to just take a call?
No, I don't want to just take a call.
Sorry.
Are you nuts?
People reacted. She constantly complained he was hurting her and her throat hurt. Perhaps she doesn't remember, but did. No, I definitely. I played it. I mean, listen, it did hurt. I don't think he meant to hurt me. I definitely wasn't in danger of being killed. But it was, you know, we played that up like, oh, he secretly wants to kill me. It just wasn't like that.
That was one of the very funny things about yesterday's show.
415 says, let's just say Brittany Boy should be glad he's not trying for a seat on the Supreme Court.
You want to...
Please, are you kidding me? It'd be immediately confirmed.
Pam, her name's Pam. She has her perspective on the chokehold.
All right, Pam, go ahead. What is your perspective?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I love you, and I've been listening since 1998.
Oh, boy. A long time
so
listener.
So it's a long love through lots of stuff. So I totally agree that you're a family and you're a bunch of puppies playing together and adorable and on many levels. And I just think the chokehold thing is probably affecting people partly because of the timing, because of the whole Dr. Christine Blasey Ford thing has people's experiences up in our faces.
Oh, no, there's no question.
100%.
That's why we questioned whether or not Vinny should put up that photo. And, you know, it's,
right.
Although I have to say I was surprised by people's level of upsetness on the when the video was posted.
Well, the thing is, I think we don't have enough outlets in a way for what we're feeling. Mm. And so there's the comment section of your show. And then
you're welcome.
I didn't do it, but
you're welcome for the outlet.
But I get it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if there were even survivor meetings, like there's just not even survivor groups that people can get into. There's not. The only ones are with therapists who you have to pay $15+ per time. So there's just not a way for people to go and have their feelings felt. And
so Instagram
and
is the way. Well, Pam, thank you very
much
for your call. I appreciate
that. Well, but one more thing.
Oh, sure. Why not? Go ahead.
Vinny, sorry, but Vinny, the lighten up thing is also just bad timing because if people have been through even, you know, and much worse than Dr. Ford went through, it's just you can't really lighten up. So I
absolutely agree with what you just said, and I know that can be taken as some kind of condescending BS comment.
It's like saying calm down to
right,
someone who's
upset. I also think that in some cases, people feel like they need to defend others when it's not even involving them in any way, shape, or form. And I think the internet thing, and as you just said, there's not enough
outlets.
There's a million outlets. I feel like there's people actually trolling the outlets to be on there and to be in defense of every single thing, not just necessarily women. It could be any cause. So I get it. I don't know how to respond. I feel like lighten up is not, I'm not trying to be condescending, but you're right. I know exactly what you just said is how some people took that, which is a condescending jerk.
Yeah.
I know it. I know that's the
luckily
case.
You're also you.
Yeah. I know it. I mean, I don't mean that to be that way. I just feel like we're just trying to do a show.
Right.
God damn it.
Right.
We're only
having
fun.
I hate the word trigger. I know. I hate the word trigger, but I think that's what happens is that people aren't expecting to see something like that on your show. And even if that wasn't the exact thing that happened to them before they were raped, they, you know, that whole, like, that power thing. It's just, it all comes down to power and respect and stuff. And it's just, people are so, so, so hurt right now. And so.
I'll give you an example that's completely a little off topic. I've called myself a fat ass and overweight, and people have written in and gone, you're fat shaming. And I'm like, myself? How does this, why can't I say that about myself?
Because
and
it makes someone who's heavier than you feel like,
right.
Well, they must. What must they think of me?
But that's what we've come to, which is, you are we really going to just sit in silence?
Well,
yeah,
that's really, we don't get paid to do that, so we can't. But listen, Pam, I so appreciate you calling in, and thank you for all the many years of listening. And your point
is
well
taken. Oh, thank you. Are you kidding
well
me?
Taken.
You guys got, I live in Michigan now. I'm still listening to
you. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, thank
hello,
you.
Hello, Michigan.
So you must be listening online.
Hello.
You get to hear when Matt Nathan drops an F-bomb.
Exactly.
Did you get to hear that yesterday? No.
Not yesterday. I slept in.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much.
That's a nice lady in Michigan. Yeah, yes. So anyway, getting back to your original thing, Matt Nathanson was great on the show yesterday. I totally agree.
Is that where we started?
And the little clip that they put up of him telling the David Lee Roth story was just adorable. He's great. He is easy, funny, chatty, super self-aware. Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Should we take down that video clip?
I don't know. I don't know.
Decide.
Ben.
Be the decider.
I don't want it. I'm not going to be the decider. I found nothing wrong with it. I thought it was real. I watched it. I'm like,
should
oh,
I take down
you?
The
and then
picture?
I looking. No.
On mine?
Don't worry
I'm
about
taking it.
It
down.
Don't do it. Just let people have their, that's their outlet. Let them have their conversations about it. Don't take
did
it
people
down.
Write bad stuff on yours?
No, they didn't. And that's why I thought somehow that it was taken in the proper context. So I didn't even, I saw the video and didn't even think to look at the comments. Yeah.
No, I watched the video like two or three times before I started looking at the comments. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. Look how cute this is. And I look down, I'm like, oh my God, that's not the cutest thing. That is the least cute thing we've ever done.
I just commented on your post, Vinny.
Do you put something mean?
Did you say take it
hope.
Down?
Take
oh,
it down,
God. See what I wrote?
So inappropriate.
Did you write, you're the problem, punk?
No. I'm gonna reply to my own comment.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
Do you see what I wrote?
Yeah, what a great pick. I love this post you wrote.
Great. Now you're in trouble. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.